Hi, I'm Megan Marcelino with Kurt Landry Ministries, and I want to wish you a happy Hanukkah. I'm really happy to be here with Rabbi Kurt, who's also my dad, I think, who's most of you know. And we're going to talk to you tonight about Hanukkah, which is really one of our favorite seasons. It's the Festival of Light. It's a feast of dedication. And so there's a lot to learn. If you're new here, you're going to really want to listen in on how you can even celebrate this year. There's a lot of basics that you can do to honor this tradition with your family and really bring light and love and dedication and holiness into your home.
我是梅根，和拉比克兰卓在一起，我们想祝你们光明节快乐。我真的很高兴能和拉比克兰卓在一起，他也是我的父亲，我想你们大多数人都认识他。今晚我们将和你讨论光明节，这是我们最喜欢的季节之一，这是属于光明的节日，这是一个奉献的节日，所以有很多东西要学习。如果你刚刚开始收听这个系列，你会很想听听今年你该怎么庆祝光明节。你可以做很多基础的事情来和你的家人一起尊重这个传统，真正把光明、爱、奉献和神圣带进你的家。
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to share something as Saba, because I have a lot of titles, but Saba is my favorite, which means grandpa in Hebrew. This little gem right here that we've produced, you can get this at kurtlandry.com. This is our children's Hanukkah book. The reason I like it is because it brings up so many questions with the babies, like, well, Saba, why'd they do this and why do they do that? And it really allows you to bring really good biblical and Christian values to your grandchildren. The book just, and the whole thing about lighting the Hanukkah.
是啊，绝对的。我想和你们分享我作为爷爷的一些事情，因为你们知道我有很多的头衔，但是萨巴是我的最爱，他的意思希伯来语是爷爷。拉比拿起了施工制作的儿童版光明节小册子，拉比说他喜欢这个小册子的原因是他在里面提到了非常多小孩提到的问题，就像他们会问爷爷为什么他们要这样做，为什么要那样做呢？他真正的能够让你把好的圣经和基督徒价值观带给你的孙辈，这本书和整个关于点燃光明节烛台的事情。
You know, our kids, your children, our grandchildren, they don't know anything different. I mean, they've been around it their whole life, and they just love this. And of course, we have little gifts every night, and they love it. They also love Christmas. They love any type of celebration.
They kind of party with food and presents, they're there.
Food and presents, they're coming. So, anyway, this is a powerful time.
我们的孩子，就是梅根你的孩子，或者我们的孙辈，他们可能不知道每个节气之间细微的区别是什么。他们就是喜欢这样的节日，因为每个晚上他们都会收到小礼物，同样他们也很喜欢圣诞节。他们什么都爱，任何有食物和礼物的庆祝节期他们都会喜欢，所以不管怎么样，这对于我们来说是光明节的重要时刻。
The thing I like about Hanukkah for us, and this is what I like for House of David and Kurt Landry, listen, for you, I want you to get this, this is a time where we have an opportunity to take 8 days to receive special anointed blessings from God about dedication. And Hanukkah in Hebrew, what it means is to dedicate or to basically proclaim, decree that dedication. And every night that you light the candles, we at House of David, if you'll join us and from our house to yours, what we do is there's different dedications. And we can talk about that here in a minute.
Yeah.
这就是我喜欢大卫之家克兰卓事工的原因。我非常希望你在这8天时间抓住机会，领受神关于奉献的特别受膏和祝福。希伯来语的光明节，它的意思是奉献或者宣告奉献。我们在大卫之家，如果你加入我们，我们所做的是每天晚上都有不同的奉献和燃烛，所以我们一会儿会在这里讨论这个问题。
Absolutely. Okay, so well, the first question was, what does Hanukkah mean? And then the next one we want to talk about, what does Hanukkah celebrate? But I think maybe we should flip those let's talk about the celebration of Hanukkah. You mentioned it with a children's book, which the URL for that is kurtlandry.com/itshanukkah. And that's where you can download that book for your kids and family. Great for adults to understand it as well.
Yeah, and we have the study guide.
Yeah, and that's /Hanukkah. Yeah. So kurtlandry.com/Hanukkah.
Yeah, this is great. Like if you have a Bible study or just for yourself at home, listen, I love the materials that the team has produced. It's content from me that I teach, but the team here produces it. And I'm I really like it. You guys have done a great, great job with the publishing.
是啊，绝对的。那么大家提到的第一个问题是光明节是什么呢？接下来我们也要谈的是光明节会庆祝什么呢？也许我想我们应该把它换一个位置来讨论。我们可以一起先来讨论光明节的庆祝。拉比，你刚刚提到哈努卡手册是一本儿童读物，其实成年人理解它也会很好。我们也有学习指南，如果你有圣经学习小组，或者你只是一个人在家，那么你就可以使用这一本读物。我非常喜欢团队制作的这个材料，内容是我所教导的内容，但是我的团队把它做成了一个手册，我真的很喜欢。你们在出版的这方面真的做得很好。
So,but yeah, let's
So what's the basics of Hanukkah? What's the Hanukkah story?
Okay, so, you know, the Hanukkah story is so, so applicable to what's happening right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, absolutely. So you have a small priestly group of Jewish priests that are in an area called Modi'in, which is a real area in Israel today, just down the hill between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. And basically, the garrison from Antiochus the Fourth is a... they're Hellenizing, Greek-thinking group, and what they're trying to do is control the world.
光明节的基础是什么呢？光明节有什么故事呢？你知道光明节的故事非常适用于现在所发生的事情。所以当时是有一个犹太人祭祀的小团体，他们在一个叫做莫迪因的地区，是今天以色列的一个真实地区，就在特拉维夫和耶路撒冷之间的山下。安提阿驻军在当时的文化中是希腊化的，他们想要做的事情就是控制世界。
The problem they're having is they can't control the Jews because the Jews are religious. So the first thing they did is they got corrupt priests and got them to operate in the temple with
corrupt Jewish priests.
Corrupt Jewish priests, yeah. They had all sorts of issues in there. And they basically took the menorah out. They put up a statue of Antiochus the Fourth and did a lot of bad stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And so what was happening is at that time, this is around like 168 through 164 BCE. So what was happening is the Hellenized world, the Greek-thinking world that was in control, was trying to put out the light of the Jews in the temple.
问题在于他们不能控制犹太人，因为犹太人是宗教化的，所以他们做的第一件事情就是找到腐败的祭司，让他们和犹太祭司一起在圣殿里活动。他们拿走了烛台，竖起了安提奥库斯四世的雕像，做了很多很多坏事。当时发生的事情大约是在公元前168年到164年，正在发生的是控制这个世界的希腊思想试图熄灭圣殿中犹太人的光芒。
Now, why is that important? Because they didn't have Jesus. The only way to reconcile at Yom Kippur was in the temple to bring a sacrifice at that time. They couldn't bring the sacrifice. They couldn't reconcile to God because the temple was defiled.So then Judah Maccabee, the elder father, they came, the garrison came to their celebration for Shabbat in Modi'in and commanded them to sacrifice a pig on the altar.
为什么这很重要呢？因为他们没有耶稣，在赎罪日和神和解的唯一方法就是在圣殿里带来祭品。当时他们不能带来祭品，不能与神和解，因为圣殿被玷污了。那么犹大、马加比和长老他们来了，驻军闯入他们的安息日庆祝活动，命令他们在祭坛上献上一头猪。
And that was it. Judah Maccabee said, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not going to do it. And they fought the garrison, basically extinguished them. Because I know children watch this.
马加比说够了，我们不会这样做的。他们就和驻军作战，消灭他们。孩子们现在也会看这个故事。
They removed them and they started a battle that they went at night because they were so outnumbered. They worked their way from Modi'in up to Jerusalem. They actually got rid of all the corrupt priesthood and all the soldiers that were there.
马加比他们在晚上进行战争，因为他们寡不敌众。他们从莫迪因到耶路撒冷，实际上除掉了基本所有腐败的神职人员和所有的士兵。
And they start the cleansing and the sanctification of the temple. After they get the temple cleaned out, they realize they look and there's only one jug of oil, anointing oil, for the great menorah that's in there but for according to the law of Moses. Now, understanding they're at the temple, they could have gone down the Kidron Valley over to the Mount of Olives and got olive oil to burn. But these are priestly, religious, holy people, and they say, Lord, unless the oil is prepared with an anointing, according to the law of Moses, we won't use it. So they cleansed everything out. They removed the statue of Zeus, and they get the great menorah, and they had a jug of oil, just enough to light. This is called the Shamus candle and the first night. So they lit the Shamus and they lit the first night. That's all they had oil for.
他们开始洁净圣殿，实现圣殿成圣。他们把圣殿清洁干净之后，意识到，根据摩西的律法，里面只有一罐没有被玷污的油了，可以用来点燃烛台。但是他们当时是在圣殿里，其实可以沿着山谷再走一段路，得到新的油来燃烧。但是因为那些是虔诚的服侍神的人员，他们说主啊，除非根据摩西律法，这个油是没有被玷污而可以用的，否则我们是不会用它的。所以他们清理了所有的东西，移走了宙斯的雕像，拿到了一个很大的烛台，但是只有一罐油刚好能够点燃仆人蜡烛和第一天晚上的蜡烛，所以他们点燃了仆人蜡烛，点燃了第一个夜晚的蜡烛。
And then they had to trust God for the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth night. And as the legend has it, in the first book of Maccabees, then the jug of oil filled miraculously every night. And that's the Feast of Hanukkah. So the main lesson of the Feast of Hanukkah is,these Jews realized, listen, we may get killed not submitting to these Greek-thinking people who are telling us to slaughter a pig on the Sabbath on our altar. But by fighting them and resisting them, they knew the only hope that they had for reconciliation with God was to go up to Jerusalem and cleanse their temple. So they basically what they were saying, it's better to be dead on earth than...live in the world without having a temple to reconcile with.
Yeah.
然后剩下所有的夜晚的蜡烛，他们都把信任交给了神，也就是他们的第二、第三、第四、第五、第六、第七、第八个晚上。正如马加比第一卷书中的传说，那罐油每天晚上都奇迹般的被装满，这就是属于光的季节。所以光明节的主要教训就是这些犹太人意识到不服从这些希腊化思想，就是告诉我们在安息日祭坛上杀猪的人，犹太人可能会被杀，但是通过与他们斗争和抵抗，他们知道与神和解的唯一希望是上耶路撒冷净化圣殿。所以基本上就如他们所说，死在地球上总比活在一个没有圣殿可以让他们与神和解的世界要更好。
Yeah.
And I think, is that okay? I mean, that's like, it's a very applicable story today. I almost feel like we're Maccabees today because so much of the woke is trying to basically, you know, defile the church and the temple and the way we actually worship God.
Yeah, absolutely.
我想我刚才说了，我的意思是，这是一个非常适用于现今这个时代的故事。我几乎觉得我们今天就是马加比，因为我们很多的工作就是试图要挪去被玷污的圣殿、教堂，以及我们需要实际真正的去，去尊荣神。
Absolutely. I know for us as parents, and we definitely feel like we identify with that. So this year when we light the candles with our kids, you know, like just for a real basic, like if this is your first time to do Hanukkah, you start out by lighting your servant candle, which is your middle candle, the Shamus candle, which for us as believers, it represents Yeshua. And then this is a fully loaded Hanukkah. This is how you would see it on the last night of Hanukkah. On the first night, though, you would just see like one candle here in the middle and then one candle here on the right. And if you would start out, you would light your servant candle, and then you'd light your first candle. And then the next night you would light your servant candle, and you would light your second candle, this one right here, and then your first one. So you light the newest candle first. But every night as a family, we will light these candles and we will talk about the story of the Maccabees, because as Rabbi said, we so identify with what they were doing, because they were standing up against, I'm sure you caught this, but it wasn't just the Hellenization, which is the Greek thinking of the Syrians that were trying to overthrow Pharaoh and the ones who brought in the false god, but it was the corrupt and compromised Jewish people in their midst. So there was also a civil war. It was them coming against and saying, no, we're going to stand for righteousness.
是啊，绝对的。我知道我们作为父母非常认同这一点。如果这是你第一次过光明节，你可以从点燃你的仆人蜡烛开始。这是你的中间的蜡烛，对于我们信徒来说，这是耶稣。在第一个晚上，你可以点燃中间的蜡烛和最右边的蜡烛，然后第二天晚上，你可以先点燃你的仆人蜡烛，然后从第右边数第二支开始点当天最新的蜡烛，再点第一天的蜡烛，所以你会从最新的蜡烛开始点燃。
So as a family, when we light this candle, we are saying, as the Marcelinos, as the Landrys, we are going to stand for righteousness. We are going to wait on the holy anointing oil of the Lord. We're not going to make false oil. We are not going to make false fire. We're going to wait on the Lord and trust in God for the miracle of his provision.
作为一个家庭，每天晚上我们都会点燃这些蜡烛，谈论马加比家族的故事。因为正如拉比所说，我们如此认同他们的身份，他们所做的是站起来反对希腊化的思想。我肯定你能明白，因为这不仅仅是希腊化，而且是希腊化的思想。叙利亚人试图建立假神，推翻真理，而腐败和妥协的部分犹太人在他们的当中。那么这实质上也是一场公民的征战，他们站起来反对说不，要站在正义这一边。因此作为一个家庭，我们点燃这些蜡烛，我们说作为 Marcelino 克兰卓家庭，我们将代表正义，我们要等待神的神圣膏油，我们不会制作假的油，也不会制造假的货，我们要等待神，相信神会赐予我们奇迹。
You know, Hanukkah starts in the month of Kislev, and it is basically a season of miracles, but miracles don't happen out of ordinary. They come out of like the pressured times. So I know that's something that we're believing for you and for Israel in this season, that we will see the miraculous, the provision of God. And so,
你知道光明节开始于基斯列夫月，它基本上是一个充满奇迹的季节，但是奇迹不会不寻常的发生。他们当时走出了充满压力的时代，所以我知道这是我们、你和以色列在这个季节所相信的。在这个季节，我们将看到神奇迹般的供应。
It's truly an amazing way to just like walk your family through it, and it's 8 nights of gathering andYou know, Rabbi mentioned that we do little gifts. You don't have to do little gifts. We do usually books for the kids, like one book a night, just because it's something small and it's a great educational resource. But you don't have to do it. And if you don't have a Hanukkah, light 8 candles. We've done like tea lights. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's the heart and the being present in the moment.
所以这真的是一种很棒的庆祝方式，就像你带你的家人经历它一样。这是8个晚上的聚会。你知道拉比提到我们做小礼物，你不必做很好看的小礼物，我们通常为孩子们做书，比如每晚一本小书，而且这会成为很好的教育资源。但是你没有必要一定要这样做。如果你没有哈努卡的台灯台，你可以点8支蜡烛，就像茶灯一样，不一定要花里胡哨，因为主要关键的是你的心和活在当下。
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I want to encourage you to pray about bringing Hanukkah into your home. I want to say this, it's not the Jewish Christmas by any means. It is the story where we're at right now. It's that, Lord, I pray that we would rededicate ourselves to a pure anointing.Not religiously, not legalistically, but for the love of God.
是啊，绝对的。我想祷告来鼓励你把光明节带进你的家。我想说，这绝不是犹太人的圣诞节，这是我们现在所处的时代和故事。神啊，我祷告我们能献上自己，让你来膏抹我们，不是以律法主义的形式，而是以神爱的名义。
Lord Jesus said in the Gospels, at the Feast of Dedication, He said, I am the light of the world.He also said to you and I, he said, you, as my disciples, you are the salt of the earth. What does salt do? Preserves. Preserve the earth, and you are the light of the world. How do we preserve the world? By bringing the light of the gospel and the power of his scripture and his Holy Spirit into the world. So as you enter,
主耶稣在福音书中说，在光明节上，他说我是世界的光。他还对我和你说，你们是我的门徒。如果你是世上的盐，用盐来保护这个世界，你就是世界的光。我们如何给世界带来光？就是通过圣经中神的话语的力量和圣灵给世界带来光。
Very, very powerful.
So before we wrap up today, you know, I talked about kind of how you light the candle, like in just like in practice. But can you talk to us about the spiritual application of each of the candles for each of the eight nights?
Yeah.
所以在我们今天结束之前，你知道我谈到了如何点燃蜡烛，就像在实践当中一样。你能和我们谈谈八个夜晚中每一个夜晚每一支蜡烛的意义吗？
Absolutely. So first of all, this is in Hebrew. This is the Shamas candle.It actually translates on its purest form as the helper or the servant. But what happens is when you receive Jesus, the servant candle, the Holy Spirit comes as the light. He's the helper. And when we light the first one, when we take this servant over to this candle here, that's a unity candle. That's when we make the statement, we say, Father God, in Yeshua's name, I pray that the light...of Jesus, Yeshua, would be in us. That's when we get to the unity. The second candle, when we light this one, we're going to light the second one first, and then we light the first one. Then we make a decree and we say, Father God, we come to two. The number two is union and agreement. So Father God, with the power of Yeshua, the light of the world, we come in to make a decree to be in union and agreement with you in Yeshua's name.And that unity as one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Jesus Christ.
好，首先这里是有一个希伯来语，中间这一根蜡烛叫做沙马斯蜡烛，它实际上翻译为助手或仆人。发生的事情是，当你接受耶稣仆人蜡烛，圣灵就作为光进来了，它是帮手。当我们滑动第一个蜡烛到这个仆人蜡烛把它带到第一支蜡烛之前，那么第一根蜡烛它代表的是合一，那是我们来宣告的时候，我们说天父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，我祷告耶稣之光，你就在我们的里面，就是我们达到合一的时候。那么第二支蜡烛呢，当我们点燃仆人蜡烛的时候，我们就会先点燃右边数过来第二支蜡烛，然后再点燃第一支蜡烛。我们宣告说，父神，我们合一进入第二个夜晚，奉耶稣之名，也就是世界之光之名，认可你，并且与你联合，在你的里面保持对齐和一致。我们通过耶稣基督认可亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各独一无二的真神。
So then we get to the third night, we take that servant candle, and we light this third one here, and the third one is divine completeness, body, soul, and spirit. This is a night when you claim healing for your body, your soul, and your spirit, and you're in union with God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you would take this candle here, and you would light the third candle and say, Father God, in Yeshua's name, thank you so much that I'm in unity, and I'm healed, body, soul, and spirit, because of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that I'm in union with that, and I'm in unity with the light.
我们到了第三个晚上，我们可以拿起仆人蜡烛，点燃第三支蜡烛。第三个是神圣的完整性，身体、灵和魂，这是一个宣告你身体、灵和魂一致的夜晚。圣父、圣子、圣灵在你里面合一。所以你拿起仆人蜡烛，点燃第三根蜡烛，宣告说，父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，非常感谢你，因为圣父、圣子、圣灵，我在合一之中，我的身体、灵和魂都得到了医治。感谢主，我与那三位一体的神合一，我与光合一。
Then you take the, on the fourth one, you'll take the servant candle and you'll light the fourth one. The fourth is Dalet, it's the door, but it's also the fourth, number four, is the creation of the world. So we take this candle, we light the servant candle, we go to the fourth candle. Listen, you can rerun this and watch this, but I want you to get a feel of the journey that you're going on. So let's say, Father God, I light this, open the door of new creation.I thank you, Father God, that I am in that completeness of body, soul, and spirit with God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
接着你拿起第四根蜡烛，用仆人蜡烛点燃第四根蜡烛。四代表着门，那也是世界的创造。所以我们拿起这根蜡烛点燃仆人蜡烛走向第四根蜡烛说，父神，我喜欢这盏你为你 你为我们打开的一扇新创造的大门。我们感谢你，父神，我的身体、灵和魂与父、圣父、圣子、圣灵同在。
I'm in that unity, and Lord, I'm also in that completion of the light. Okay, now we get to five. The fifth one, as we go back through, for time's sake, I'm going to say the fifth one is grace. Okay, five is grace, mercy and grace. We take that and we apply mercy and grace to all those other attributes. Six is the number of man. That's the weakness of us. We have a weakness in us. And so, Father God, we said, thank you, Lord, that we received the grace. But in my weakness, I apply the grace for the new creation from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in that union, in the unity of the light, that God is the author and finisher of my faith.
五代表着恩典。六代表着人性的弱点，我们有弱点，所以父神，我们说谢谢你，主啊，我们接受了恩典，在我们软弱的时候，我领受了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神所创造的恩典，在那合一和与光的合一之中，神为我们的信心创始成终。
Why? Because seven is perfection. It's literally where the shamus candle, the servant, comes to that perfection, and we say, "Thank you, Lord, that it's Christ in you." That's our hope and glory. And the celebration on the eighth night is eight is new beginnings. So we come to the eighth night, we take the servant candle and we say, Father God, we decree. Thank you for the new beginnings. Thank you for the protection in Yeshua the Messiah. Thank you, Lord, that in my weakness, you apply grace. Thank you, Lord, new doors are opening for me. Thank you, Lord, for the unity of the strength in my body, soul, and spirit. I'm healed because of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your covenant, one new man, two, union of that agreement, and that we are one in Christ. And on this one, that's what we say, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord has made us one.
为什么呢？因为七代表着完美。当仆人蜡烛点燃第七根蜡烛的时候，我们说主啊，感谢你，基督在你的里面是我们的希望和荣耀。第八个晚上的庆祝活动是代表新的开始，所以我们来到第八个晚上，拿着仆人蜡烛说，父神，我们宣告，谢谢你给了我们新的开始，谢谢你的保护，感谢你，你在我们的软弱中运用恩典，感谢你新的大门正在为我敞开，感谢神，感谢我身体中灵与魂的统一，我因圣父、圣子、圣灵而得到医治，感谢主的到来，我们作为一个新人与你的真理对齐，我们在基督里是一体的。以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神，耶和华使我们合而为一。
Amen. Wow, that's powerful. So I know you're going to want to celebrate Hanukkah with us this year. Again, you don't have to do it fancy. You don't have to have a menorah. I know it's kind of late for that, but do take the time, set aside with your family, go through these prayers as Rabbi has shown us so beautifully, so anointed, even here in the studio, and just take the time. All that really matters is that you're present and that you take the moment with your family to acknowledge that we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and there will be no false gods amongst us, and we trust him for miracles, for provision, and for the holy anointing oil.
Wow, 这真的很有力量，所以我知道今年你会想和我们一起庆祝光明节。还是那句话，你不必做的非常的花里胡哨，你不一定要有好看的灯台。我知道现在这时候说有点晚，但请你一定要花时间和家人在一起，按照拉比给我们展示的那样仔细阅读这些祷告文，即使在工作室也是如此。真正重要的是你在场花一点时间和你的家人一起承认，我们侍奉亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，我们中间不会有假神，我们相信他的供应和甚高有的神迹。神祝福你们平安。